Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals, and I hope you had a wonderful Easter Resurrection Sunday. Today we're going to start a new book, and that is 1 Timothy. And just a little bit of a background, Paul is writing to Timothy, who has been a partner in the gospel with him, as well as a spiritual child to him. This is not in the sense of Timothy is very childish and very immature. But he's talking about someone who has been walking alongside him and has been learning from Paul, so much so that he is like a spiritual son. And so Paul is writing to Timothy, and like any letter that he writes, he's not writing aimlessly. There's a very purpose to this letter. And so that's what we're going to learn about today in this first chapter, 1 Timothy chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by command of God, our Savior, and of Christ Jesus, our hope, to Timothy, my true child in the faith. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord. As I urged you when I was going to Macedonia, remain at Ephesus so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any doctrine, nor to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies, which promote speculations rather than the stewardship from God that is by faith. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Certain persons, by swerving from these, have wandered away into vain discussion, desiring to be teachers of the law without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions. Now we know that the law is good, if one uses it lawfully. Understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine, in accordance with the gospel of the glory of the blessed God with which I've been entrusted. I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent, but I received mercy, because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who are to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I entrust to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. By rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith, among whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Amen. Amen. So in 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul urges Timothy, his beloved child in the faith, to remain in a town called Ephesus. He points out this big problem of false teaching among the believers in Ephesus, and he tells Timothy to stay and direct these Ephesian believers back to the true teaching of God's word. And the goal, the aim of true gospel-centered teaching is love, with a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. In verse 11, Paul tells us that he has been entrusted with the gospel of the glory of the blessed God. And then in verse 18, he tells Timothy that he entrusts this same gospel message to him. Paul says, God has entrusted this message to him, and now Paul is passing on this same message to Timothy, to carry it in a faithful manner, faithful to the truth of God's word and the gospel. And I believe that if you have been saved by grace through faith in Jesus, if you are a follower of Christ, then you too are entrusted with teaching this same gospel. So what is this gospel message? Well, verse 15 tells us that this saying, this gospel message, tells us what this saying, this gospel message is, that it is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And Paul gives himself as an example of salvation by grace. And I want to just read verses 16 to 17. He says, "But I received mercy. I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost sinner, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who are to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." Paul was someone who had fallen so short of the glory of God. He had turned away, not only turned away from the Lord, but he had persecuted and killed many people who have followed Jesus. He even says that formerly he was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent. And as he recognizes that he is the foremost of all sinners, that God showed him mercy. And it's through this mercy that that we're able to see his perfect patience. If you've received this mercy, if you've encountered the perfect patience of Jesus, and if you believe in him, then he calls us to take hold of this same charge, not to teach any different doctrine, not to hold on to any other kind of gospel as if there is any other kind of gospel like it, but it's to hold fast to the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Christ came into the world to save sinners, not by what we have or what we do, but by grace through faith in Jesus. And so how can we take hold of this same charge? Well, first, I want to encourage you to ponder on the truth of God's word. Read and meditate on scripture, and perhaps maybe that's just continuing to meditate on this chapter today, 1 Timothy chapter 1. Continue to read it over and over again, and then meditate on it and pray through it. And as you do this, as you ponder on the truth of God's word, preach that truth of God's word to yourself and to one another in love, with a good conscience and a sincere faith and a pure heart. So ponder on the truth of God's word. Preach the truth of God's word to yourself and to one another in love. And third, pray for teachers and preachers of God's word. On one hand, we're all called to be evangelists and messengers of God's word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. But there are some who have been appointed to be such teachers and preachers of God's word. And I want to encourage you, I want to invite you to specifically pray for the symphony staff and our symphony deacons and our elder candidates. Pray for us that as we seek to hold fast to the gospel, there are going to be times when we're tempted to maybe steer away from the gospel and towards culture and towards what society is saying. And let's pray that we would be faithful teachers and preachers of God's word. And when we do this, when we do these things, pondering on the truth of God's word, preaching the truth of God's word to ourselves and to one another in love, and praying for those who have been specifically appointed to be these teachers and preachers of the word of God, verse 18 will come alive. We will be able to wage the good warfare, fight the good fight of the faith. And so let us hold fast to the teaching of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, forgive us for the ways that we have been, like so many in the city of Ephesus, people who have been turning to different doctrines, people who have been devoting themselves to myths and endless genealogies, people who have been arguing about things that we don't even understand. And Lord, we see this even today. We see this happening even within the walls of the church. But Lord, help us to remember who you are, to read and meditate on your word, to know what you say, and to preach that truth to ourselves and to one another in love, from a pure heart, with a good conscience, and a sincere faith. And I pray, Father, that you would protect those you have appointed to be teachers and preachers of your word, specifically our symphony staff. I pray for anyone who has been asked to speak or preach or teach in any capacity. And I pray that you would help us to not be swayed by the times and the cultures of our day. Help us, Lord, to seek your face and to gaze upon your beauty and to hold fast to your truth. For your Son, Jesus, is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the help of your Holy Spirit to do this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us. I hope this had really not been the end of your devotional, but I hope that it would really stir in your heart a deeper desire to dig deeper into this chapter, to dig deeper into your relationship with the Lord, and that you would hold fast to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have a great day.